Union workers lined the sidewalks in front of the county center in downtown Tampa, holding signs that said stop slashing services and a strong community needs a smarter budget. The almost $3 billion budget makes several reductions, but County Commissioner Victor Crist said a large portion of that could be achieved by opening public sector and union jobs to private contractors.
There is a decrease in public positions in the county in the budget. It sends to private contractors, the maintenance and groundkeeping of our parks. There are some significant concerns with that. And, you know, one of the concerns that I have shared here is on public safety. You know, I want to make sure that if this is something we're going to do, that we're holding those contractors to the same, if not better, standards than what we have now to ensure that we don't have, pedophiles out there working in our parks next to our kids.
Accountability issues with private contractors are a big concern for public workers with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. One worker said she had gone after contractors to do work that county employees had to repair and finish. Susie Shannon is a public worker who said this happens frequently.
That's how contracting out works. That's how privatization works, basically. The county workers are going to have to come in and clean up, generally, after private workers.
This county union said that Hillsborough County is holding more and more money in its reserves that could be used to pay for public services. County worker Mike Carranza said the union is losing more funding every year.
We did some studies about the reserves that are available for the employees. We're losing 3% this year. As some of the speakers said, we've lost money every year to insurance increases. And now with the state cutbacks, we've lost another 3% towards the retirement that is being made up by through your wages or our wages. And we just keep seeing privatization taking more of the jobs in Hillsborough County. We've done some studies in Pinellas and St. Pete, and this is not what's happening everywhere. It's mostly the board here is dominated by Republicans, and they're naturally trying to privatize all of our jobs.
Victor Crist said the county is actually creating jobs that the private sector can compete for, but it will mean taking away jobs from public workers.
Unfortunately, in some cases, it may mean a reduction in the public workforce, but it will also, on the other end, mean an increase in the private workforce, because there's going to be more jobs out there in the private sector to do the work.
Last night, the board also voted to reduce the millage rate as part of the proposed budget, with Commissioner Les Miller being the only dissenting vote. Carranza said that while there may be a reduction, it will only have a minimal positive impact for homeowners.
We just don't think decreasing the millage is really a smart thing to do when the economy's down. The prices of houses have gone down a lot. My personal taxes went down over $2,500. I don't mind paying some more tax money. I'm saving $2,000 a year right now because my house is worth $100,000 less than what it was 2 years ago.
Although the tax decrease will make less money available to fund some public services, Commissioner Mark Sharp defended the decrease in the millage rate.
Well, what makes a difference is not the incremental decrease, but the cumulative decrease. And if you look at approximately two decades of reductions, for a homeowner who owns a $200,000 home, you're looking at a reduction of approximately $300, a little bit more than $300 per homeowner. That's a significant decrease. But we never would have been able to have cut that all at once. So what we do are small, incremental. It's negligible reductions, but over time, it adds up for a homeowner.
During public comment, Susie Shannon said that many of these public workers are concerned more about the quality of services provided to the county and not just about their pay and benefits. County worker Jerry Riles agreed.
You know, there are big jobs that the private sector will do and will always do, and we understand that. But when they start cutting the parks and cutting the bare infrastructure and, you know, the security that comes with us being in these buildings. You know, we're up here on the second floor behind the county commissioners in their offices. We're over there in the court services working in all the judges' chambers. And, you know, they have a demand and they expect us to respond very fast. You know, when the judges' lights are out, before they have court, you're in there.
But Susie Shannon said this budget process isn't over yet.
There's another meeting for a final vote at, on the 22nd. I'll be back for that, and hopefully we can still save this thing.
Hillsboro residents may view the county administrator's recommended budget online before the vote. The final hearing on the budget will be at 6 p.m. on September 22nd at the County Center. You can find more information on our website at wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.